From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. That missing lottery ticket worth more than $100 million turned up in Ohio today. A 34-year-old telecommunications worker from suburban Cleveland has been named official winner of the Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot, $162 million. But another woman says the winning ticket is actually hers. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, April Baer reports.
When the day began, lottery officials had two claimants on their hands. The winning ticket was purchased at a convenience store in the Cleveland suburb of South Euclid. For several days, no one came forward. Then, on Friday, a 40-year-old mother of seven named Alicia Battle filed a police report saying she'd had the winning ticket and lost it. According to her story, Battle played a combination of children's and relatives' birthdays she'd been using for years. She told police she'd dropped her purse minutes after leaving the store, spilling its contents across the snowy parking lot and losing the ticket. Even before a new winner emerged today, some had their doubts. Amy's Beverage is a corner shop in Cleveland that does a brisk lottery business. Customers coming in from today's bitter cold were intrigued, and some were skeptical, including this man in his 20s who asked that his name not be used.
She said, "I want to stay calm and collected." She stayed calm, but she won't be collecting.
The woman that lottery officials say is the true winner is Rebecca Jemison, a 34-year-old communications worker with a husband and 12-year-old daughter. She claimed her prize today wearing a radiant, relaxed smile. She realized she'd won nearly a week ago, but didn't speak up until this morning.
For one, after the initial shock, I wanted to speak with an attorney, get some things in order before I decide to actually come forth. I guess something pushed me, of course, to go ahead and come forth now.
Jemison says she was angry at first, seeing Battle on the news trying to claim her prize, but ultimately she wasn't worried.
I knew that what I possessed, I knew the proof I had.
But late today, an attorney acting on Alicia Battle's behalf filed a lawsuit asking a judge to block the lottery from paying Jemison. Earlier today, Ohio Lottery Chairman Dennis Kennedy brushed away concerns about Alicia Battle's story. He declined to explain exactly how the winning ticket was verified, but said a court challenge would not be a concern.
We're comfortable, given all the scrutiny that's come associated with this particular payment of the prize. We're very comfortable that Ms. Jemison is the legitimate ticket holder.
Just 24 hours ago, Alicia Battle, the woman who filed today's lawsuit, was at the center of a massive effort with friends and family conducting a flashlight search in the snow for the winning ticket. Today, she's filed a lawsuit while South Euclid police investigate her initial claim to see if it contained false statements. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Cleveland.